Cashback saves you money on all your online shopping. Woolworths Online, Amazon, Maya, Sorted. Visit shopback.com.au.
You know what today is?
Friday.
And it's also Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Is it?
It's Take Your Dog. And I can't believe when I got the call this
You're
morning,
a dog
I was
lover.
So asleep that I forgot it was Take Your Dog to Work Day today. I could have brought Beverly in my handbag.
Beverly?
Oh, Beverly. That's I saw Beverly, Beverly yesterday.
That's a human name.
So you've got a lot of dogs. How do
I
you
do
pick
have
that
a lot of
certain
dogs.
Dog to take with you? Would the other dogs get upset?
Yeah, well, they could all come in, but I wouldn't bring all three of them in, but I would just choose the best one that I think would be the best in here with you guys. And I think Beverly would be the best. She'd make you very, very happy.
Was that the one that was sleeping on you last night?
Yes.
That looked like a little
yes.
rat?
She came to me. She was a foster fail.
Yeah.
And her name was Tinkerbell. And I was like, there is no way I'm having a dog called Tinkerbell in my house. And she's deaf. So right. I called her Beverly. You can call her anything.
Yeah, I better say she can call her anything.
Right.
Call her anything.
Having a deaf dog, how does that work?
No, I have two deaf dogs. Oscar De La Renta is also stone
De La Renta. Deaf. So you know, obviously, if you're a human and you're deaf, there's sign language. Do you have dog language like with your hand? Oh, wow.
Yes, they know hand. They know the hand. And they know my face and they can read my lips.
Okay. Look,
so they lip read.
Today, they do. Today, I just wanted to say that it's so important that you're allowed to bring dogs to work. You know, multiple studies have shown that mental, social, and physiological health benefits of owning or interacting with an animal, which causes the body to release the happy hormones.
Wow.
Serotonin and dopamine.
Okay.
And this is why I think I'm a happy person, because of dogs.
Well, or you could leave them at home.
That's why Byron's not a happy person. And you're really happy that Fiona Box is not here today, because she would have brought the one and only Lizzie Rosie Box.
Oh, God.
Do you know who Lizzie Rosie Box is?
No.
Well, Lizzie Rosie Box is our first show dog. And Fee was not a lover of dogs. She never had a dog, but she brought one. She brought a cavoodle. And we had a big cavoodle party out at Coburg where we got all the cavoodles of Melbourne, and we had this huge big at a velodrome. It was huge. So we started up an Instagram page for Lizzie Rosie Box, which she's up to 17,300 followers.
Which is ridiculous.
And Byron said if Lizzie Rosie Box's Instagram passes his, he'll delete his Instagram forever. We pushed and pushed, but didn't quite get there because Byron's at 25.6. But Lizzie Rosie Box has been, you know, there was a post 6 days ago of Lizzie Rosie Box. I'm not sure why Fee posted it. But before then, it was only the 4th of February. So it's been a long time between drinks.
Yeah.
Quite a while.
Quite a while.
It's fair to
You'd
say,
be wondering about poor Lizzie Rosie
we
Box,
were.
Whether she's alive or
she's
not.
She's definitely out of favour down there in the Box household at the moment. But look, when Lizzie came to work, my nemesis, no one really wanted Lizzie to be here. Look, Fief was so preoccupied. Lizzie's just running around. It was anarchy in here. Have a listen to what happened when Lizzie Rosie Box, this is why Bring Your Dog to Work Day is a stupid idea.
Nice.
Nemesis.
Content.
This is...
What the hell?
Why am I picking this up?
Why is producer Leon... You're not allowed in the workplace anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
I'm eating ribs.
Evie.
Did Fifi just say I'm eating ribs?
Yeah, she wasn't helping.
She was just eating. And do you know what it is? Dogs are like kids. They can sense. They know when people don't like them.
They do.
Lizzie loved us. All over us, sitting on the table, on the bench here. She was licking us and just having a great old time. When she needed to go do a little number two, she went over to Byron's side of the desk and just dumped it right there.
You'll find
Did she do a poo on your desk?
She was very close to my desk.
Yeah.
131060. What went wrong when you brought your dog to work? There's a great example. Please, we need more examples. In my opinion, this shouldn't be a day, Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
Well, what went right?
Or what went right,
which
would be
went
a boring
right.
call, but we'll also take what was just a wonderful day you had with your dog.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Bring Your Dog to Work Day. I think it's actually quite popular. Evie wishes she brought in her little Beverly, but she's just a bit tired and forgot to bring in Beverly today.
Tinkerbell.
I love you, Bev.
Good stuff, Bev. She's deaf. Sarah in Ringwood has called us because this is not necessarily a great idea, Evie and Fev. Sarah in Ringwood with an example of where Bring Your Dog to Work Day is an absolute disaster. What do you got, Sarah?
Well, my boss, she used to bring her dog to work every day and so did our golf pro because I worked at a country club. Anyway, neither of the dogs had a sex. And one day, one busy lunch service with a room full of pensioners looking over the beautiful bowling green out the glass windows, the two dogs decided to get intimate.
Right. Yeah.
But during the intimacy, they got stuck.
Stuck, didn't they?
What?
They got stuck together for about 3 hours.
Cold water. And cold water.
You can't. No, nothing. You can't pull them apart. It can damage the female.
Oh, that's true. I did do that with my dog once, and I got cold water, and it retracted. But the female was bruised for a week. Apparently,
what the hell's happened here? What is going on, Viv?
I was just about to pump up Evie and say how much of a good human she is that she adopts dogs, but then she's just gone into all that. And I don't know what to say.
It's just nature.
Bring your dog to work day, guys. There we go.
Dissect your dogs, people. Okay. Please dissect
sometimes
your dogs.
Sometimes I wish I got stuck when I was...
Hey. Cold water, cold spoon.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
We had over 6,000 guesses on our Instagram, Fifi Fev Byron. How many CDs in the Fox FM CD library, which, by the way, they're about to just chuck out, and we went, well, hang on, we could give those away, and now we're going to give them away after 8 o'clock this morning. How about Wilson Phillips? You loved that, Evie, didn't you?
Oh, it was the best. I do that all the time, that dance that Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig do.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
It's at the end of Bridesmaids, the movie.
Oh, yeah, great song.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Great movie.
No, it is. I was out there with Amanda and another dude with funny hair.
Well, he works here.
Does he?
Okay.
He's got like a big okay. Wolf.
Anyway, Bridesmaids is the film. That is a great song. All the songs we're playing this morning are from the Fox FM CD library. Oh, wow.
What's happened?
It's all very retro this morning. There's a lot of retro sound effects flying around everywhere. This is how we arrived at this point, guys. It's been a wild ride with the Fox FM CD library.
The wonderful people who own this company have decided to throw out our entire Fox FM CD collection, and we've just put the brakes on that and gone, no, we think someone might want to win it.
Win all our CDs. Fox is cleaning out the cupboards.
See all those CDs out there, right? Like, there's mountains of them.
We can have a big bush doof and have a big, like, ghetto blasters playing, and every song, get one song from each CD, play it, and then throw it in the fire.
Genius.
Ooh, why do you want to burn the CDs?
I don't know. We're not doing any
this
bush...
This CD's on fire!
There's no bush doofs.
Pyromania's taken over you!
I don't know what's happened.
In the same vein that you would guess how many jelly beans are in a jar, guess how many CDs are in the Fox FM CD library.
Hey, this is Adam Lambert.
We've thrown it out to our listeners, and they get to guess on Instagram, and if they guess the exact right number, they get to take the whole lot.
That's crazy. But they better have a CD player.
So a lot of those artists are hearing about this giveaway, Fev, and they are just so excited, including these guys. Let this go, get you
to move, it's all right. CDB performing live. All
right. Taxi Ride are in the house at the Fox.
We've been up slowly, she's taken me over.
Anyway, we've got this library, we want to check it out, so who wants it?
Yeah. Take a chance now.
Wow, how about that? So what a journey it's been, and it all culminates later this morning, guys, after 8 o'clock, where a Black Thunder is just going to drop off.
The Black Thunders have departed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, do we agree that it's a good prize, or is it...
That's a horrific prize. It's worth nothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy if it arrived at my house.
Do you know the best thing is, Eve?
Well, people want to win it, though.
I hope they're not home, and they just dump it all over their lawn, and when they get home from work, what the hell is this?
It's the biggest council cleanup you've ever seen.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Evie, my favourite story nearly of the year came yesterday when I was watching the news, and a senior sergeant, Darren Edwards, he was doing a press conference in Maroochydore, standing in front of all the cameras, and he's just standing there. He's an older man. He's just sitting there and talking about what's going on in Maroochydore, and all of a sudden he hears a father yell at this guy, and he's chasing him. He looks through the trees. And he used to play rugby league, this bloke. You can tell why he used to play rugby league. He used to play for the Redcliffe Dolphins.
Ooh, look out.
He was second rower. And Jeezy swung into action real quick. And this is what happened.
You're going to get hurt! Run! Being inappropriate to my daughter.
That
just up
really
here.
No.
Yes, you were, mate!
And
you did
again.
Something, I'm mate. Coppers are coming!
So that's happened on live TV?
Live TV, press conference. He looks through the trees. He turns around. This guy's running through tracksuit, and he runs outside the... and he went, bang, and absolutely smashed this bloke. Tackled into the ground. And this guy's been known to police for doing the wrong thing, obviously.
He was allegedly harassing women already, known to the police. Say, I've watched this video last night when I saw it on Twitter. I watched it on a loop. I just kept watching it over and over again.
It's absolutely brilliant. So what he initially did, because he wasn't on duty, he's made a citizen's arrest. And I love a citizen's arrest.
Have you ever made one?
No, I want to do one. I want to be like Batman, you know, when you're a kid and you're just thinking, oh, I'll dress up at night and I'm going to go be like neighbourhood watch and save like the neighbourhood. But this guy literally did it on live TV. It was unbelievable.
The video that Evie was watching on loop, we've put on our Insta story. So go to Fifi Fev Byron and you can actually check it out. And look, this could be an interesting question to ask, whether you've actually performed a citizen's arrest. Fev, it is actually, and there are a lot of conditions attached to it.
Don't worry about conditions.
Yeah, you're not really allowed to do it unless.
Hey, Evie, let's go into it. Section 485 of the Crimes Act in 1958. Don't worry about that. 131060, have you made a citizen's arrest? Well, tell me your stories.
Okay, now we'd love to hear the stories, but I mean, just.
Brendan, do you want to make a citizen's arrest or do you just really want to tackle someone in public?
Yeah, well, I didn't really tackle much in my footy days.
Very good point.
101.9 The Fox.
This went viral, guys.
Trash and treasure to a new level. It's on the front door.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, this went viral, guys. Obviously, a citizen's arrest was performed on live television.
You're going to get run! Run! Being inappropriate to my daughter just up here. Yes, you were, mate!
We'll put that on our Insta story.
Hey, Evie, new Australian of the Year nomination, Darren Edwards, Senior Sergeant, fronting up to Maroochydore just to do a little press conference where he thought he'll just tell the people of Queensland what's happening in Maroochydore. Full suit, tie.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of yelling behind the trees, and he just like peeped around.
He's into police mode again, isn't he?
Yeah, citizen's arrest.
Can I just say, I just remembered that I watched a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
My friend Tammy Barker, who used to be a stunt actor, we were on Favreau Street, Surry Hills, and we were waiting at the ATM line. A guy's come past and taken a woman's purse straight out of her hand while she was waiting in line and just started running.
Right.
My friend Tammy Barker just starts yelling out, "Thief!" She started bolting after him.
Oh, my God.
She took him down. Wow. And another guy came
and
from nowhere.
And then they were bolt running.
Okay. But I...
Forrest Gump reference.
I have to say, look, I just stood and watched because I didn't want to run.
Right, get the popcorn out.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll tell that story one day,
fair enough.
2019.
I mean, you weren't quite the hero there that we'd hoped for, but certainly your friend did a good job. This is happening, and there are situations, Fev, where you can... I mean, there are a lot of conditions attached to a citizen's arrest, so do take extreme care.
People commit crimes, you can shut them down.
No.
So he set out to Melbourne, have you made a citizen's arrest? And this is my favourite topic nearly of the year. I'm really excited because I want to do one, Byron. I want to be involved.
Be careful.
April from Nazawaza.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you been involved in a citizen arrest?
In a way we have. I worked in a retail store a couple of years ago and, due to store policy, you're not allowed to obviously touch people. But there was a report of someone who had recently assaulted someone in the store. We didn't know what was happening. But until we waited for the police to come, we pretty much all met like a human link team at the front door to stop them from getting out. And it worked.
Hey, April, with those rules... we were talking about this the other day. So if they're in store and they steal something and you see them, you can't actually act until they get out of the store. Is that right?
Not sure that I can disclose that.
Oh, well, this is a law. It's a law. I mean, so there'd be a law. We'll look it up. I believe that's why sometimes store detectives do their best work outside of the store.
Yeah, because they can't do it inside.
But we'll check on that. But thanks for your story, April. And if you miss it because of her bad line, they all linked arms so that the thief couldn't get out.
Yeah, it was like a big circle of trust, and here weren't getting out.
Yeah, it was a circle of citizens arrest.
Yes. Diana from Riddles Creek, good morning.
Hi, it wasn't me, but it was my husband who did the citizen's arrest.
What did he do?
Some guy was drinking quite heavily, drove right into the front of our neighbour's house, and then tried to do a runner. So my husband ran after him, tackled him down, had him lying face down with his arms behind his back, kind of like he was trying to handcuff him, but just holding him there until the cops arrived. And, yeah.
What a feeling. Was he wrapped with himself? Does he bring it up all the time?
Yeah, pretty much. And people are taking photos. So he's like, look, this is that time, you know. But he loved it.
Does your husband's story, like, now the years have gone on, does it get a little bit more, like, put a bit of GST on it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That'd be me. Oh, man, he ran, like, 10K. And I chased him, and I got it. You would, wouldn't you?
And look, according to the laws here, because we do have the Victorian laws.
Why do you keep going back to the
laws?
No,
I'm just saying, if there was reasonable grounds for making a citizen's arrest, then you may proceed. And I reckon someone slamming into your neighbour's front yard driving is more than reasonable grounds.
Yeah, you'd be flat if you didn't catch him. You'd be staggering down the road. Emma, Ocean Grove, good morning.
Good morning. So I was had just got home the night before from having our last child, and I heard some activity in our backyard, and I alerted my husband, who jumped straight out of bed in just his underwear and took off out the front to what we thought was one person but happened to be three. He chased them right around the corner and they separated, but he come walking back with this one young boy who turned out to be 15, but I actually had to sit on him until the police arrived.
Jeez. And, you just gave birth?
I did just give birth the night before.
Oh, jeez!
And when the police arrived, they said I had alerted about 30 neighbours screaming for help by the time, and there was quite a group of us out the front at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the police said, has anyone roughed this young boy out? And the boy immediately pointed to this poor mum in a yellow fluffy dressing gown and pointed me out for having sat on him for 20 minutes.
Emma's sitting on the 15-year-old while breastfeeding her new baby.
It's chaotic. Anyway.
And was your husband just standing there in his jocks the whole time?
He had gone back inside and put some clothes on by the time the police arrived.
Phew, what a relief.
That would have been good if he just stayed in his jocks the whole time.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
What a wild ride it's been, giving away all these CDs. You can save a piece of history. You can win the Fox's CDs. Peter Andre Five, Spando Ballet. This is the holy grail of CDs. All right,
is that the last time we're ever going to hear it? I've just learnt it.
We love that jingle. All right, so as we speak, two Fox FM Black Thunders, filled to the brim with CDs, have arrived at a house of the person who correctly guessed on Instagram, Fev, how many CDs were in our collection, Fifi, Fev, Byron. At first, this wasn't even a competition, was it?
No, it wasn't a competition. They were going to throw them out, the bosses. They just said, we're just going to turf them. I wanted to burn them.
Well, that wouldn't have been.
I think that there's so many CDs there, they're going to need another room. Well, like, what are you going to do with these CDs?
Some have said it's a painful prize to win.
But the person that's won them, Black Thunders, at the front of the house now. Yeah. And it's her name is Tracy from Burnside Heights.
Okay.
She's a nurse and she's a tragic CD user who gets her husband to burn CDs now because she has no music on her phone because she doesn't know how to use it.
So she's going to love this.
She's going to love this. She loves 90s music.
So her
Stop
world,
it.
In Tracy's
so
world,
much.
This is the greatest prize of all time.
This is like Santa
this
coming
is
every
perfect
day.
Winner. Right, perfect
guys.
Winner.
Now, the Fox FM Black Thunder pilot is headed to her front door. Now, this is we are crossing live to Burnside Heights. Now, we will hear a knock on the door any second now. Geordie and the Black Thunders will knock on the door.
Geordie.
And then, Fev, I want you to reveal the good news. We'll put some headphones on if, as long as they answer the door. All right, let's knock on the door. Home. Here we go. Here we go. Knock on the door.
Go.
I can hear someone.
Go.
Congratulations.
Woo!
Fev.
Tracy!
Hello.
You've won 5,623 CDs from the Fox Archives! Woo-hoo!
Oh, thank you.
How do you feel?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm shaking. I'm so nervous.
Now, this means a lot to you, Trace, because you love CDs. You get your husband to burn CDs still now.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Not anymore.
I do. Hold on, am I coming out? I do. So I'm not with technology. So I still listen just to the radio and CDs in the car. This and my husband, amazing. I just tell him what songs I like and he burns me a CD.
You might have to buy a truck to put all those CDs in the car so you can just lean out the back and put them in the CD player because there's 5,623 of them.
That's amazing.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Fav, you have some huge news here on the Fox.
Some breaking news, Evie and Byron.
What? Is it about dogs? What is it? Is there a dog in here?
No, there's
someone
no
brought
dogs.
A dog in.
There's no dogs, unfortunately.
Forget dogs to work day.
Forget
we're not doing
dogs. But no, there's some big news. I got a call last night from my Channel 9 boss, Luke Tunnicliffe, and I thought, geez, Thursday night. I'm missing a footy show meeting.
Are you leaving?
I thought we got axed.
Are you leaving us?
I thought we got axed. Anyway, he informed me that today we're going to announce that the footy show will return Melbourne on grand final Thursday night, the 26th of September, which is amazing. The grand final footy show. Last year, it rated number one. It was probably one of the best shows we've had in a long time. And we smashed the ratings and they've brought it back. And what they're going to do is, it's going to be a historical night. They're going to celebrate 25 and a half years of the footy show. Just a little half a year in there. Just a little half a year in there.
Got that in there.
And all the old favourites. It started in 1994 and the first three people that were on the show were Eddie Maguire, Sam Newman, and the very funny Trevor Marmalade will be back
Trevor!
On the footy show.
He's a ledge.
Yes.
Is he still going?
Yes, he's still going.
Trev.
He's a great man, Trev. So it's going to be all the old hosts, all the old panelists. It's going to be a big spectacular. So tickets go on sale in August via Ticketek. So obviously the footy show is not on a weekly basis, but we're going to do a massive big show and say thanks to Melbourne. Obviously, for watching the footy show on Channel 9, and it's just going to be a big celebration of the year. So,
good on you, mate.
It's going to be really cool. It's going to be awesome.
So you're on
wait.
It?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. They rang me. I was on it. I started in, I think, about 2005, and then was on it for obviously till 13 years on and off. But
didn't get banned.
Well, I did get banned? Get the ask, but then they got me back for ratings, and then
too popular.
Then I got axed again. Got sacked twice.
You're a good luck omen,
yeah,
really,
good
aren't
luck
you?
Omen. But it's going to be amazing. Obviously, the footy show didn't work out this year, but to come back and actually celebrate, and I think the fans, a lot of people on Twitter, were calling for they should have said
they deserved
goodbye.
A farewell.
Deserved a goodbye, but to have Trev and Sam and Eddie Maguire and all the boys, it's going to be a great night. Grand final is always a big week in Melbourne, Eve. So. Footy Love show's it. Back.
That's great news, guys. And we'll stay across that. And obviously, all those ticket information, we'll get that out as well.
We'll have to get a table.
On our socials. And we'll just behave yourself that night, Fev.
101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
So the lines are open, Fev. And this will be Evie's first time she's played this game. Gee, it's fun. 13, 10, 60. The lines are open for an amazing story. Why is Leon here?
It's not my first time.
I think she's played
time.
It before, but that's okay.
I said an amazing story that you all thought was a bit crap.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, remember she told a story. It was really crap.
So unmemorable. Yeah, I forgot she even said it.
So 13, 10, 60, Melbourne, call up with your amazing stories. You're going to go out in the weekend. You're going to sit around the pub, have a couple of cold ones off the wood, Evie, and you just put a little bit of GST or mayo on them. I really want to be excited. And what are you? We've got Leon, our producer.
Why?
This is amazing. What are you doing?
Got an amazing story.
Okay. Oh God, why did you have to come in for?
Normally you're out there and you just use it's a bit high status.
Really children and people talking out there.
Okay. Well, tell it.
So last week we were talking about saving the Ringwood pub Daisies, which is being shut down.
Yes.
So you guys were talking about it on air.
Yes.
My friend sent me a video the next day.
Okay.
And this is, have a listen to this.
Okay, this was on the Insta video. Here we go.
You're the great thing about, there'll be lots of people, particularly who grew up Croydon, Ringwood, the eastern suburbs, who will have memories from Daisies. 13, 10, 60. Love to hear Daisy's memories.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Maybe you want to get passionate with us about saving Daisies.
Daisy's not making any money.
Right.
So they were talking about, you guys were talking about Daisies.
Yes.
And she looked out the window, driving past Daisy's nightclub.
Just as we were talking about.
As you were talking about.
I just want to unpack this a bit for you, Eve.
Yeah.
Where Daisy's is a pretty, it's a big road. Probably 100 to 200 motorists will probably drive past that every day.
Right.
And looking at our cumes, that's probably 180,000 listen
that's
to
that's
us.
Our audience, yeah.
Yeah, right. Our audience. So, yeah. Therefore, a lot chances. Of people would have been driving past, I reckon.
So, okay. We'll just give it this.
It's sort of interesting.
Leaving.
Have fun at Glastonbury, Leon. That's Leon's last day. So,
it was a good
bye-bye.
One. I thought she was going to say enjoy. She was driving past flowers, daisy flowers.
That would have been better.
That would have been good.
That would have been great.
She's from Sydney. She doesn't get
tell it that way.
Oh my God, how good is this at the disco?
Eurythmics.
Sweet dreams are made yes. of these.
Straight from our CD collection. Wow. But call us with your amazing story. It's got to be better than Leon's. 131060 is the number. Call right now if you've got one.
1019, The Fox.
Is it amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
Yes, that time of the week where we call out to Melbourne to tell us their amazing stories. And we've got Olivia from Williamstown. Good morning.
Good morning. How you going, guys?
We're Hello. Good. It's the end of the week. We're up and about. Tell us something amazing.
Fantastic. Okay, so about 20 years ago, I was a frequent shopper at Country Road, mm-hmm. and I became quite friendly with one of the ladies that used to work there. And then for a couple of years, I didn't see her anymore. And I'd always wondered where she'd got to, and maybe obviously moved on to another store. And anyway, so after that couple of years, I actually went on a Kentucky tour of Europe, and she was my Kentucky tour guide. Now,
wow.
I met her in England.
That's now, where she went.
Great. Hold the line. Evie and Fev, I'll let you adjudicate as to whether that is, in fact, an amazing story. Evie, if you have any thoughts on it.
I don't think it's amazing. I think it's coincidental.
Well, geez.
Wow. That's
really
a
serious. Theme song for coincidental.
It's fairly harsh.
That's not amazing.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't have said that.
Olivia, I thought it was amazing because you're 20 years. No, I'm with you. You go to a Kentucky tour in the middle of nowhere and she's your guide?
Like, she's the guide,
mate,
yeah.
She used to sell you Country Road clothes.
All right, we'll correct it. No, we'll correct it. Evie Jones, our fill-in, was a little harsh.
And then, yes, it's amazing.
Yay.
I'm tipping on a Kentucky tour. There'd be no Country Road clothes on, would there?
Oh, well.
That's amazing.
Moved on from Olivia.
Amanda from Frankston. Good old Franger.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm not from Frankston. I'm from Pakenham.
Oh, well, it says Frankston, so
sorry about that. Extraordinary situation where someone has said you're from Franger when you're from Paki. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. Tell us something amazing.
Regardless of where you're from.
Yeah, so my partner had a little tiny stunt bike when he was little, and we were looking through his photos, and he was saying, oh, I wish we could still buy them, but we couldn't find any to buy. And then a couple hours later, we're scrolling through Marketplace and one pops up, like, brand new in a box.
Oh,
and this is from back in the 1990s, you can get them. So he picked it up for $25, opened it up, and it's in brand new condition, the exact same one that he had when he was younger.
Was it the same one?
Exact.
Oh, the
exact
same one?
Yeah,
oh,
model, same colour. It's a tiny little mini bike.
Oh, it's the same one, because for a minute there, I think we all knew what, we were all thinking something then, weren't we? If it wasn't the exact same one.
But it was the same one.
But it was the same one. Because you know how at the moment there's that voice activated.
Yes.
When you say something, then ads come up like on your phone from what you're talking about.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Yes, it's amazing.
You know what happened there, Evie? You'll learn the way this works. It was 6 seconds past 9 a.m, so Fev's gone.
Bye-bye. Bye, Fev. Oh,
see you, mate.
Too late.
All the
see
best.
Ya.
He's gone.
So I'm waving.
Thanks for filling in for Fee, Evie. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry Fev left, but it is he's punched off, so he's gone.
Shopback saves you money on all your online shopping. Woolworths Online, Amazon, Maya, Sorted. Visit shopback.com.au.